Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take one look at our own race team of Joey Savacci, Martin Davalos, Austin Fortner, and Adam Cincirillo. We build champions.
Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Benny Bloss, Benji, third in the first moto. Let's not talk about the second. Let's talk about positives. That was awesome, man. Great ride.
Yeah, thank you. It was pretty sick. I got a good start and then just tried to ride my own race. I was kind of fluctuated from like fifth to fourth, and then I went to third, and then I went back to fourth, and then Tomac obviously had his problem. Ended up third, which was crazy. This is like the best place to have your first ever podium moto, and it was awesome. But then second moto things went a little downhill, and
you're like fifth or yeah, you're probably like sixth or seventh, I think, or something, right?
In points?
In the moto, I think.
I think I was sixth. I want to say I was sixth,
and then
had a good little spill, and I think I got 23rd.
I thought you were pulling it in, to be honest. The way you were riding, I thought, oh, he's gonna pull it in.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm saying I'm giving you credit. Like, good job staying out there, I guess.
Yeah, well, thank you. I pulled into the mechanics area, kind of talked things over with Derek, see what he thought.
Did he ask you about wrestling at all?
No, he actually didn't. I told him that I was a little blurry, and he was like, well, finish the moto. I don't know. But, yeah, no, tried to get some points, but didn't happen. But
how'd you go down, though? Tell us about how it happened.
It was the section where Baggett crashed in the first moto, like three corners before the leap, the sweeper. Just lost my front end and went straight to my head. Wasn't enjoyable. Like, I didn't really enjoy.
Like, on the enjoyable scale, not as good as Moto 1.
It was off of Moto 1, for sure. Moto 1 was, like, all-time high, best feeling I've ever had, and then Moto 2 just shot that down.
Yeah. Crazy how the sport works, right?
Yeah, it's not really what I wanted. But
and before that, though, you and Baggett, you tucked in behind him, looked like you were getting some guys together. You were following his vortex?
Yeah, I was trying to stay latched onto his wheel as much as I could. He kind of got me a little bit, but felt like if I could stay on him, we could make passes together and maybe get another top five moto.
Were you freaking out when you were in third?
Honestly, at first I was like, wow, this is happening. And then I was like, there's still like half the moto left to go. I think there was still like 20 plus two to go. And then Marv obviously passed me, and I was like, all right, fourth is still good. Just keep it good and solid. And I saw Tomac. I think that was three laps to go. And when that happened, I knew where Barsha was. He was pretty far back. And I was like, all right, I got this. I will not let him catch me. And then the last lap, I went over the leap, and I was like, all right, we got two corners left. This is crazy.
Yeah, like, I'm actually going to do this.
Yeah, and then they pointed me to go to the podium. I was just like, that really happened. This is insane. But, yeah, it was sick.
Well, hey, man, great job. Yeah, let's just focus on that first moto. Really something else. And you probably would have been third or fourth overall without the crash. So really good day for you. And, you know, Millville's not far off a track like this. Like, you could have more success there.
Yeah, I grew up racing Millville a lot, so I'm pretty excited for that. But thank you for talking to me, and yeah, go Capitals.
One last question, though. What's going on for next year? This should actually probably have a deal for you right now.
Yeah, so far I don't have anything. Trying to talk to as many people as I can, but as of right now, nothing on the table. Just looking to see what we can do, put in some more good rides like that, and hopefully we can get a ride.
Instead of Red Bud, then you should have had the fans chanting, give me a contract.
That would have been nice for sure.